if and when President Obama nominates me to sit on Supreme Court. By the way, if nominated, guys, I'll serve. So just so we're clear here, I'll sit through the confirmation hearings. President Obama or President Biden in 2017, if you want to nominate me, I'll serve. When they nominate me, I'll tell you how I make the distinction. If the issue is basically a local issue, speed limits, classic local issue, because as I said, Montana, wide open spaces, D.C., small streets. Gun control, by the way, clear states' rights issue. Clear states' rights issue. In Montana, hunting is very common. Every 14-year-old goes out and hunts. In D.C., if you've got a hunting rifle, you're probably hunting people. You're not hunting deer, all right, in a very enclosed, tight space of an urban city. Absolutely should be states' rights. Things like that, speed limits, hunting, marriage, these are, you know, local things like that. Those are states' rights. Things like that.
Yep.
Okay. But let me tell you what I think are federal. Things that are federal, I would argue, are things that affect the nation as a whole. In other words, health care, for example, diseases cross state lines. You cannot stop a disease from crossing state lines. Okay, labor market. Today's labor market absolutely crosses state lines. People travel from state to state to get jobs all the time. All right? It's things that are more federal, that are more interstate issues, then should be controlled by the federal government. Things that are more local, that deal with intrastate issues, should be at the state level. To me, that's exactly how the founders designed it. And I see healthcare and labor laws as federal. And I see gun control and speed limits as state level.
Okay, we'll disagree on the two, but there's two other topics that I want to see.
Real quick.
On what you just said.
Yeah.
Then you believe education should be left to the states, the policy for education, and also you believe the policy on abortion should be left to the states.
I do believe that education should be left to the states, but I have no problem with the federal government funding it, giving some extra funds, because I understand that, as I said in the last hour, New York's a lot richer than Mississippi. And the people in Mississippi need education more than New York. And I believe in some redistribution of wealth among states. As far as abortion, to me, abortion comes down to a human right. In other words, this comes down to, I would argue, the Fourth Amendment, in fact, to the Constitution, which, of course, is an amendment, so it overrules the prior existing Constitution. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, papers and effects shall not be violated except, you know, with probable cause and so forth. In other words, you don't just have the right to be secure in your papers. It's not just the government can't search you to find out without a warrant. That's true. But you also have the right to be secure in your persons, your actual being. The government cannot take me and haul me off to prison without having probable cause to believe I've committed a crime. Nor can they force me to cut off my arm or mutilate my body or make me take some poison. They cannot force me to do things with my body that I don't want to do unless they have probable cause to believe I've committed a crime. As far as I'm concerned, the right of a woman to be secure in her body does not derive from some other amendments, a penumbra. I don't think Roe v. Wade was written very well. I think the best way to justify the decision is the Fourth Amendment. You have the right to be secure in your person. That, to me, is a very strong argument that you cannot force a woman to do with her body what she doesn't want to do. And by the way, I also think that protects people taking illegal drugs. You have the right to be secure in your if you have a right to take things that may even harm you, but you have the right to be secure in your persons. Although I would admit the argument for abortion is stronger than the argument for illegal drugs. What do you think? Is that persuasive to you?
The argument for the drugs is persuasive.
Did you ever think about the Fourth Amendment?
Is that the fetus also is protected by the Constitution, I believe.
The uterus is protected? I don't recall anything in the Constitution that says the uterus. You have the right to be secure in your persons. That's true. But I want you to think about the Fourth Amendment.
Does a person get rights under the Constitution? I don't believe it's at the moment of birth. I believe it's at the moment of life.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you want to look at the Constitution and you believe in a strict construction and you believe in looking at the founders, you have to see, when did founders give rights to persons? And the answer is they gave it after birth. There's nothing in our founders that gave rights to fetuses. Sorry, it's just not there. You could put it in the Constitution. You could do a human life amendment. But if you are a strict constructionist, the Constitution is currently written, the right to be secure in your persons. And you know how we know who's a person under the Constitution? It says so in the 14th Amendment. It says all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. To be a citizen of the United States, you must be born. Doesn't say conceived. You must be born or naturalized. Naturalized, of course, is if you're a citizen of another country and you take the oath of citizenship and so forth, you become an American citizen. Well, I guarantee you a fetus can't take the oath of citizenship. They've never naturalized a fetus ever in American history. So you can't naturalize a fetus, and fetuses aren't born by definition. The 14th Amendment very clearly says who is a person in the United States. The Constitution is clear. Under the 14th Amendment and the 4th Amendment, that persons are those that are born, and that women have a right to be secure in their persons. So I'm sorry, the constitutional argument doesn't hold for you on abortion. Do you see what I'm saying? You can change the Constitution, but you got to admit I'm right about the Constitution there, right?
I disagree with that, because if someone went up and punched a pregnant woman in the stomach and caused a miscarriage of that for a baby that she was going to have, she can be charged for the harm to that baby.
Right, and if somebody goes and punches you, Dave, and causes you to have a heart attack, you can go ahead, that person can be charged with the crime of assault for punching you, because you have the right to be secure in your person. That's exactly right. And some states have said there's an additional harm if you harm a fetus. But it's also true, by the way, that if somebody, let's say they don't punch you that hard, let's say they trip you accidentally. And most people, if they tripped us, we'd cause no damage at all because we get back on our feet. But you have a particularly weak glass jaw that you're born with because of genetic defect, whatever, and they trip you and you suffer and you have to undergo, you know, all this surgery. You can actually sue for the greater cause because you happen to be in a situation where you got harmed more. It's the same situation with the fetus. The woman happens to be in a situation where she's carrying a fetus and she can be harmed more by a punch. You punch an old lady, it's going to cause her more harm than if you punch a very strong young woman. And so it's the same principle there. None of that to me proves that a fetus is a living person. It simply proves to me that if you harm somebody, you can have to pay for the consequences of harming somebody. That makes perfect sense to me.
You know, it was really nice having an intelligent conversation with someone on this radio station.
I appreciate that, and I hope I've made you think twice. Listen, I'm not telling you the moral reason for abortion or anything like that, but I hope I made you think twice about the constitutional reason. I will agree with you that Roe v. Wade was badly written. That is not how I would have written that decision, but I do think based on the 4th and 14th Amendment that my argument is a better way to argue that you have a constitutional right, that women and everyone has a constitutional right to be secure in their body from government interference.